Sneak and Josh for you this morning. Joined right now by Shep News sports reporter for the Gators, amongst others. Jay Bryce, thank you for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Gators looking good after the second win in a row.
Doing pretty well. So they're 2-1 right now. So it's only round two. They had a back-to-back first up. But in the first game, they welcomed Hume to Shepparton. So that was a home game. But they were the number one team from last season. So it looked like it might be a bit of a rude awakening, but it ended up being pretty good. There were, I think it was a 4-point game with 2 minutes left. They ended up pulling away. So the Gators lost that one. And then since then, they've played two on the road and have won both. So they're looking pretty good.
The Gators, they've come up a league this season. So to have two wins in a row, plus also hold it against Hume, who were doing so well last year. Like, they must be feeling good about themselves, right? Yeah, must be looking okay.
They're up to the championship. So to put that in perspective for people that don't know, it's sort of Victoria's top league. It's called Big V. And it's essentially the third highest tier of basketball in Australia. So you have the NBL, then you have the NBL 1, and then you have the championship. So it's pretty amazing and pretty spectacular for Shep. By far, in terms of league quality or, like, where they are in terms of where the sport ranks, they're by far Shepparton's, like, highest performing team.
There was we were talking off air before, and there was maybe a little bit of nerves them moving up a league.
Yeah.
But they're going well so far. Do you see them if they continue this success throughout the season, maybe another step up in the near future? What are your hopes for them?
Potentially. I mean, I just want to see Shepparton basketball go as far as it can. I think it's really, really growing in the junior grades as well. And obviously, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about it, but a bit of investment into that would go a long way. Mm. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, chatting to all the guys before, they were confident. But I'm good friends with some of the directors and some of the, you know, organizational guys at the club. And yeah, there were tough conversations about whether or not we do go up to the championship, because it's not sort of like other leagues where you just gain promotion automatically. It's sort of a bit more of a, I guess, a conversation. They had an opportunity to move up a few seasons ago, and they didn't, and they probably regretted that. And then they finally got over the hump and won the Division 1 grand final, and they said, all right, we'll go up. And certainly looking like the right decision so far.
Yeah, so far so good. I hope that trend continues to the year. You did mention investment then, and we know that if anyone's read the Shep News, you've probably read Jay's articles pushing for some better funding for a facility for the Gators, amongst other teams and, you know, clubs and sports that do use it. But we are hoping to see some money put towards this in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just completely at capacity now. It's sort of ridiculous the times that games are being played at, and, you know, not just for me as a men's player, but all the Gators, you know, as professional players. But, you know, junior kids, you're asking parents to do a lot to get them, some of them getting out there at 8:30, and people travelling from Tatura and different places. And, you know, if you're a men's league, you might have a game at like 9:50 and get out of the Shepparton Sports Stadium at close to 11 p.m, which, depending where you're from, it's just really difficult.
Yeah, it's a late night.
Yeah, and, you know, that's just talking about the amount of courts. It's a bad facility.
Now, in terms of just quickly on the upgrade, would that be, do you think the most likely scenario is they upgrade the current building, or do you think it's a new location, new building, or what do you reckon it's going to look like?
Look, it's difficult to say, and I suppose that all just sort of depends on where the money comes from. Part of this campaign, we've just tried to ask, and we may be asking for the $60 million or nothing, and potentially can we look at a staged approach? So I think, you know, if those four courts that exist there now, if you had two to four built on, ideally four, you know, there all of a sudden the issues that we have with that facility get a lot, you know, they're a lot less obvious. So yeah. I would love to see that be attempted, and to see if, I think that's much, much more realistic. But I mean, if we get a knockdown rebuild, that would be fantastic. But then there's got to be a contingency plan of where does basketball go for 2-3 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly
so
right.
So that's the issue, really.
One to look at in the future. And we'll catch up with Jay in the coming weeks as we look in at what the Gators are doing as they make their way through a brand new season. 2-1 at the moment. Jay Bryce from Shep News. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks for having me.